USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Iran's ambassador is urging the UN Security Council to condemn what he calls a criminal act of state terrorism by the U.S., referring to the airstrike that killed General Qassem Soleimani. President Trump said it had to be done.
Soleimani was plotting imminent and sinister attacks on American diplomats and military personnel, but we caught him in the act and terminated him.
But Democrats like Virginia Senator Mark Warner say they're worried about the aftermath.
Soleimani was no friend of America, but thinking through the ramifications of what this will do to our position in the region, what this will do to our allies in the region, what this will do to American military and other personnel.
Security experts say that Iran's retaliation could include cyber attacks. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without having a healthcare program. Sign up now with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they're not insurance. That means you can sign up at any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare is no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers, and there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
High temperatures and increasing winds have Australian authorities worried as raging wildfires tear through much of the country. The BBC's Phil Mercer is in New South Wales.
The big problem for Australians in this part of the country is that the fires are very unpredictable and no one knows when the fires will strike, if they will strike, and if they do, how ferocious they will be.
President Trump's impeachment trial is still in limbo as Senate leaders trade blows back and forth. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
Senate Democratic leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, says senators have a duty to conduct a fair impeachment trial of President Trump. Speaking on the Senate floor, Schumer argues that key witnesses and relevant documents should be subpoenaed for the trial.
The Republican leader prefers finger-pointing and name-calling to avoid answering the looming question. Why shouldn't the Senate call witnesses?
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're not sleeping as good as you should, take a tip from me, Wyatt Cox. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA. Buy one, get one free special on a MyPillow is going on right now. And if you don't like it, you got 60 days to send it back. Try it. You'll believe it's for me, it's worked for over 2 years, and it'll work for you too. MyPillow.com Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA on a MyPillow premium pillow.
The ratings for cable news networks for last year is out. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Fox News Channel had a banner year from a ratings perspective, averaging just under 2.5 million total viewers in the prime time daily for 2019, and that's a network record. MSNBC had an interesting year. It continued to deliver massive audiences, and for the second straight year, more total viewers than any other basic cable network but one. CNN continued to attract more adults, 25 to 54, than its MSNBC rivals in total day, daytime, and weekend hours. There was a little bit of movement in the 2019 cable news show rankings, but the most notable point was that Sean Hannity stayed the number one host on cable news.
Several drug makers have increased their prices. USA's John Clements reports.
Bristol-Myers Squibb, Pfizer, and Biogen are among the latest to increase their prices despite efforts by the Trump administration to rein in the expense to the consumer. Antonio Chacha of the healthcare research firm 3Axis Advisors tells us the increases range from 1 to 13%, but not as much as in years past.
The degree with which those increases are occurring are actually less than we've seen in prior years. So you could argue that drug makers are kind of heeding the warning of the administration and not necessarily slamming their foot on the gas any longer.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.